Zarek and Tzadik Zayin. Yechar Tzadik Zayin that Isha is not tar from the Tumasa, unless she goes to the mikveh, even the Kama Shonim Chayiv Karis, and while Achas Mem, unless she's Tavol Karoi in the mikveh.
Karoi.
There's a shayla whether Tfilah Bizmana is considered a mitzvah or not. Machalikas in the Gemara mentioned a shayla last Thursday night. The lady called up that she's not married anymore and she wants to go to the mikveh. Like, what do you want mikveh for? So she said, like, she wants to be pure. And the question is there any Indian of being pure, being mitai yourself from Tumas Nidah or not? So we pass in Tfilah Bizmana, Lav Mitzvah, we all that there is no Indian if somebody is not married, there's no Indian for her to go to mikveh. If I care, we have the Rush brings down, we don't let Paneers go to the mikveh. And we pass in Tfilah Bizmana, Lav Mitzvah. Now, even though Tfilah Bizmana, Lav Mitzvah, Mechaber brings down there a couple of reasons still why a lady still has to go to the mikveh. Mechaber says that if Baal Abir Mitzvah Lidl Bizmana, Shalavato Purubu, Tfilah Laira Achas. The reason why you have to go to the mikveh is that there's mitzvahs peruvu, and out the Indian peruvu, there's still a mitzvah to go bizmana. So Rav Moshe and Tshuva brought down there's a separate Indian of mitzvahs oina. Even though you weren't making peruvu, if you have a zach in the cave, it's still out mitzvahs oina. There's an Indian to go bizmana. But some safer brought down that the reason that Isha has to go to the mikveh bizmana is out terror. To match her husband from having her, therefore there's an Indian to go bizmana. And Moshe said a different reason out Shiva lo baila. That being that there's a Shiva lo baila, she's mashubit to go to the mikvah. So because we have four different reasons, we have Puruvu, Mitzvah Zayna, Shiva lo baila, and her, those are the reasons Mechayev that Isha is supposed to go to the mikvah as quickly as possible. And baila be here. Technically, we said if you are Mekayim Peruvu, and the husband's Moichel, so there's no problem with Shibud, and she's Moichel, and the husband will, and her or the husband, whatever, take care of it. And it's not a problem, technically. But Etzem, if there's a Emes and Mechila, technically, it'll be Mutter to technically push it off. We said no. We said it's not a good Eitzah to play around with the Mikvah night, and Mishtado, very, very hard to go under all circumstances, if it's possible, and that's the Messiah and Klai, so that we don't play around with the Mikvah. Three times you don't go to the mikveh. Well, Yom Kippur, Lo Tisha B'Av, Isha's Avol. All those cases, there's no need to go to the mikveh on those nights. Being that there's a satashmas. So what? Well, you can't go. She's not allowed to go to the mikveh.
Also, he's
Avol. He's Avol, then it's a different need. And he's Avol. There's no tashmas, so the question is, do you go out to Hachakas? Can you go out to Hachakas or not? It also gets involved in the Shvas Yaakov. The Shvas Yaakov brings down that the husband, that there's an Indian, if the Baal is Be'er, sorry, if the husband's not in the city, he shouldn't go to the mikveh. At least Shaul says, you shouldn't go to the mikveh. Why shouldn't you go to the mikveh? Because there's an Indian of Sakana, the Shaitan start off if the husband's not in the city, and therefore Shusaka brings not to go to the mikveh. They bring down that if she does go, so there are a couple of different eitzahs. One is if you put a knife under her pillow. Another eitzah was if you have a tinek sleeping there. There are different schreits, whether it's oi or both. In Shoshaki, you have to do that. You have to have both. Others brought it down as either one's okay. Kaf Chaim brought down the eitzah of just putting the husband's clothes, like a shirt or something, onto her, putting onto her. And that's an eitzah which you should do when the husband's not in the city to go to the mikveh. So Vechsinim brought down that when you go to the mikveh, also you have to make sure to have tashrus the first night. If you don't have tashrus the first night, also it's not a good thing, and you have to make sure the first night they have tashrus. So what to do if the husband's in the mountains? The minhag is they go to the mikveh the night before, and that's
the. Why the night before?
Because we want to go 2 nights. You're not supposed to go husband out of the city 2 nights before. To go Friday night, usually husband coming back Friday night, so you don't have an option. So therefore, what they do is they go the night before and they do.
Why not Friday night?
What do you say? Friday afternoon is very big.
Why not Friday night?
What do you say?
Why not Friday night?
Oh, if there's a mikvah on campus, you can go Friday night. Depending if there's a mikvah on campus.
What's better to do in that?
What do you say?
Friday night?
No, Friday night definitely is. Oh, Friday night technically would. Shlei Lizmano. Just don't Friday night technically would be better, but they go Thursday night.
Is this a second?
No, whatever. That's when the husband's not around. Akapanim, in terms of going achokas for shar kravis, so we saw the Pesach Shuvah brings down that we do go to the mikvah out not shakrivis and not tzachakis, but he said to make sure that it's not kamei dei mechshel. If it's going to come dei mechshel, then it's not kamei. Well, for a reason, can't tashmis. Either because the birth control is so there's sakana. So should you go because of a chakis or because of shakrivis? So technically, the hira is that she could go and it's fine to go, but if it comes dei mechshel, then rather than it's not kamei to go. Mutigo mikveh la Shabbos. The whole machlikus whether Trusadeshin, that if you could have gone beforehand and you didn't go before and you didn't go, Efshal Litva Kun Lachain Kun Shaya Achaleda Shalabir by Shabbos, Geshem is Asura Litva, Lachinagomikus Makamis. The line of Makamis are knowing that if you could have gone beforehand and you didn't go, then you should not go la Shabbos. It's like a mokir shame in a game of Hakmir. They don't make it on the Machmir. And it's called a minig amakimis. If there's a minig out to go, you don't go. If there's no minig, then enichnami, you would go. Who did Moshe Shabbos? There was a minig also not to go. If you could have gone there, if you could have gone, you just push off the Moshe Shabbos. And there's any not to go. The Meisav, the Hirol, the Meisav is man is that from Mekilim is that Avada. If the later, you should not try to set up that Shavuot Shabbos. But Avada, if that's what happened or that's what ended up happening, so the minig is to be makel, and we're not going to make the push. We're not going to make the push up to make fun. And in the case of the mountains and stuff, it is better to go Thursday night as opposed to Friday night, because if you're able to go beforehand, it's definitely better to go Thursday night as opposed to Friday night. Now, when you go to the mikvah on the Shabbos, there's a whole issue in terms of the mikvah being hot. Because there's mechatzai saying, now I go in the hot water on Shabbos. And the question is, in terms of the mikvah is being hot. Place like Tzorichi, and what's the pshat that a lot of people know about that? Have mikvah l'charish, we also out the gezeiros merit mechitzah. So the Kabban Sanal says that it's mutter, but he doesn't give a reason. So he either chewing down, like if a passage should be usher and doesn't give a reason, so not the sack is so much to it, but then he gives a couple of reasons why l'maisa he holds this mutter. So one of the plans is maybe that yesh l'chalik in a mikvah and a merchatz, or Ramesh has a plan, maybe makim mitzvah is different. The whole is the Isser Stam going to Merchatz. I'm thinking if you didn't make a mitzvah, then there wouldn't be any say. The Maisel that's coming up basically is better definitely not to go in a Ha Mikvah, but that's what they have. And then Enechanami, they only have one Ha Mikvah. They call the Chassidim that we're making these things. So if you're going to make a weird run by Chassidim, all they have is a Ha Mikvah. Rather, you just go to Ha Mikvah. But rather, it's better if you have two options. Some places have two options. They have Ha Mikvah and they have the Poishan Mikvah. Rather, it's better to go to the Poishan Mikvah as opposed to going to that, as opposed to going to the Ha Mikvah. What's the gather of chamim? Some say the gather of chamim is yatsu ledes, so that could be a limaschus, but that called the mikvah not going to be yatsu ledes. Not always, a lot of times not going to be yatsu ledes. Some say that the gather is whatever people call chamim, what's called whatever people call hat, and that's in the gather of hat. Anything less than that would be considered pleishu. When you go to mikvah on Shabbos, you have to be careful of skita b'seir to make sure you don't squeeze out your hair. You mentioned that there's machlekes whether everyone agrees. Very person would agree if you just dab your hair and it's not called Skita B'Seir. The question is if you squeeze the towel against it, some Zaman held that, if it goes straight from your hair to the towel, that's not going to be a problem with Skita B'Seir because it went straight into the towel. Mashim Aviashiv and others held that there would be a problem with Skita and they held it just mutter to lightly dab it, but Mashim had to go ahead and dry it, so it would not be mutter. This is a tutorial during the day. Why is also tevel during the day? We said there are two different reasons why it's also tevel during the day. One reason is out of Shemin. Can we tell the Yom Zayin? Because maybe afterwards she'll see and she'll come Tamei, and therefore you now will be tevel. And the second reason why you can't be tevel during the day is because it's Rach Bita, that the person's daughter will see that she went to the mikvah during the day and she'll come to make a place and go to the mikvah, going to the mikvah during the day. Even if somebody doesn't have a daughter, about it still would be a gzera of Srach Bita, and it's going to be Asr. Bidi Eved, if somebody went to the mikveh during the day, so if it's Yom Ches, the Mechaber says, Av l'tavah b'ches, then it's going to be good, it's going to work. If it's Yom Zayin, so the Mechaber paskins that it's going to be good. The Shach brings down Bach Pasak v'hachmer, B'yom Zayin losu l'tfilah, v'tzuch tfilah shenis v'laylah, toiv l'hachmer echid afshar. The psak of the shach is a good thing to be machmer when it's possible, and you should be machmer to go back if somebody went on Yom Zayin during the day. The Gemara brings down the Makam Oinis. they're ganavim, they're listim, then it's mutter to go on Yom Ches. The pshat is that Srach Bita and Echnami worried about it, but Makamainis, we're not able to go at night, so we're willing to make it on Yom Ches as opposed to Yom Zayin. What type of oinus do you need? So the Peskashu means I'm coming to Daniel, the only type of oinus is Lemani oinus and Lemkein oinus l'chol ha'nashem shabihir. It can't be a personal oinus. It has to be oinus to all the nashim shabihir, and a personal oinus will not be considered oinus. We saw from the Lashon and the Rambam, the place we say, the Rambam says that the matzah of Achili, the halacha is also the matzah, it's matzah of Achili if they go during the day, and halacha l'maaseh we're noig l'hakel that oinus prati also you'll be able to go in Yom Ches and smutter to go. If someone has oinus, which is going to be for a lot of days, the case we gave was that a person is going on a cruise and there is no mikvah, or a person is going on a seed and there's not going to be any mikvah in that place for a couple of days, so can he go during Yom Zayin during the day or not? The case of the Gemara is talking about Yom Ches, sounds like Yom Zayin is going to be also. So the Tire brings down the Levach. If it's going to be Kama Yom in 2 or 3 days, it's like the Siddhay Tire that is mocking to be Mekel, because the Gemara's case is oinus of one day. I'm thinking if a lot of oinus, and then even a Yom Zayin, we're going to go ahead and be Mekel. Shevelei wrote down the Maisa of the Chazanis. The Chazanis was not willing to budge on it. And even if it be Kama Shavuos, so it was a lot of weeks, he did not want to make on Yom Zayin, he only wanted to make on Yom Ches. What do you say? One day, we're not making one. Gemara says Yom Ches is one day, but it's a whole bunch of days. For example, the back that we're going to make one. The case of the Gemara is only one day.
It says missing out on one item is already worth going to
Yom Ches.
So that itself is
missing out on one. Now, in terms of when does she go to... Does Issa go during the day? When is she supposed to go to mikvah? He's supposed to go to mikvah at Seis HaChavim. He's supposed to go at Seis. What is considered Seis? So it depends. Whatever you're naik to hold to copy Kriya Shema, that's considered Seis. And whenever there's a man, you would say over Kriya Shema, if you daven early, that would not be considered Seis. And that's a man of how long a person should wait. Some people wait to Rabbeinu Tam, it waits 72. So if you hold Rabbeinu Tam, and you say over Kriya Shema every night, the man should hold Rabbeinu Tam, then about the Seis HaChavim is going to be 72 minutes, and that'll be the man when she should go to the mikvah. The Shach says, it's mashma even to go to the mikvah, samach l'sheicha, and to come back, at night, he said that's going to be also like the Dasha Rashbam. He writes a lot of places, he said, Nochal hach makid varav. The Bach says, even to go to the mikvah by Yom is going to be also. He says, if Isha is rechetz of chavis v'beisa, she goes to the mikvah, then even Boy Yom is going to be Aser. Mashenkim is a Merches and Beis Tefillah, and Isha goes to the mikvah, so then she comes to the house later on, and the daughter knows that she did the shower over there, so then that's going to, that's going to be okay. So Kapanim, Lechachila, she's supposed to go to the mikvah, not before she says Chavim, even leaving to the mikvah, if she's washing at home, sounds like Lechachila is, she shouldn't leave to the mikvah till after she says Chavim. On Shabbos, it's not so practical, just because the mikvah's closed very, very early. So if you can work it out, you can leave it, it's a problem, you can make it. It's a good thing to do, but l'maisa, if it doesn't work out on Shabbos, many times it doesn't work out, because the mikvah's are closing too early, so if not, we'll make it to go earlier and come back. A lady isn't going to do like Rabbeinu Tam, that she's going to leave to her house, mivayd yoyim, and not come back till night. So that was machlekes, whether... And so now we're talking about Yom Ches, Yom Zayin, we're talking about going during the day, you're coming back home. The question is, let's say you're going to the mikvah during the day and coming back at night. What's the halacha in that situation? What's the whole Yisrael Shaila? The Yisrael Shaila, you don't really have a Shimon anymore so much because you're coming back at night. And also, at Srach Pita, could be his makim to be a mikvah. According to the Makhlech Shushayim, between the Tam and the Rashbam, if you're leaving the Boid Yoim, coming back to Kashaycha, what's going to be the halacha? The psak of the Shach is that he's not so happy about it. He says the only time a Mekel is on Yom Ches, Yom Zayin, he doesn't want to be Mekel. He says, Yesh la hachmer, even on Yom Ches, but there's mocking to be Mekel. Yom Zayin, he says, Yesh limchis, the Aro Isis Kain, the ones who are Mekel, he should make him a cho, that they should not do such a thing. The other Achronim, the tired of some Sefer Moshe, they say they know that Machlokes and Tosfos is going on Yom Zayin, it's not going on Yom Ches, and therefore they're willing to be makel that if Isha goes to the mikvah and she comes back at night after Tzeisach HaChavim, then it's going to be mutter in that type of situation. Moshe took it a step weiter. Moshe says that if you have a matzah, you come back, even if you're coming back to the house, but it's not going to be a matzah of a yichud. There are other people there. So Moshe wanted to take a step, and there were their children, the other people there, Moshe wanted to take a step weiter, and he says that that would also consider that he didn't come back to your house, and Moshe was willing to be makel in that type of situation. So Kabbana Malach Lameisa, for to go on Yom Zayim, to come back after Tzeisach HaChavim, the Shach doesn't like so much, so the entire Moshe from Seva Valiga, it's okay. Therefore, Shasav Chag, Mokam Tzarech, we said the case of maybe Shabbos Shabbat Brachas. Actually, a lady called me last week. She has, before the Hefsek Tire, she wanted to know that she has Shabbos Shabbat Brachas the next Shabbos. And she wanted to know, can she push up the Hefsek Tire because she doesn't want to go to the mikvah because of makeup. What do you say? Look, if it is a Shasad Chak, and if it's a Shasad Chak, and she does like a Beinu Tam, she, you know, she goes to Mikvah Yoyim, stays, told stay in the, if you stay, put on makeup in the mikvah, and stay in the mikvah to say Sakha Chavim. So, yeah, so now this might be Makam Tsar. I wouldn't push off the mikvah because of the Shasad Chak.
So
it's good Tsar. It's good Tsar. I said, you have to ask around local. I don't know what they... what they're going to do over there, but if they let her go, by Yoyim, then yeah, they're opening up because it's fine to go right away, Benish Moshes.
Yeah, but it's really solid.
Yeah, yeah, so the question if the legal government is early, whatever, then, I don't know, then you can find out. And look, if
what's
it's.
What
do you say? That should be very embarrassed. No, because we have the Chubas Ramah. We have the Chubas Ramah, Minigat Snuin. If Chubas Ramah, Minigat Snuin, that the Pshad is, she's why Shabbat Shabbat Rakas, and when she doesn't put a makeup. So if you find some, everyone knows that she went to the mikvah. So I got snow. We have the Chubas Ramah, which was noita l'hakel in that case. It's not nickel every single case. Every single case, that lady goes to makeup Friday night, and she's going to go outside, and people can see she doesn't have any makeup.
No,
stay home. Okay? You don't have to go out, and don't go to the park over Shabbos. Why? You're in Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Yes. That. You're going to be in public, and everyone's going to know about it. Fine. Yeah, Shema. What? You can stay home in a bungalow count too. Yeah, okay? And therefore, they'll be mocking to...
Yes, it should stay there.